This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil, and joining me in this programme to talk about dangerous holiday activities is Rob. Hi there, Rob.
Hello, Neil.
So tell me, Rob, I know you've done a fair amount of travelling in your time. You must have come across a few situations or signed up for some activities which you look back on now and think, that was really dangerous.
Yes, I went whitewater rafting in Indonesia a few years ago.
Right.
And that was quite scary, particularly because of the size of the boat they brought along.
Mm-hmm.
It was sort of boat you get at the seaside, sort of little, almost like a toy that you'd go out on the sea on. So what about you, Neil? What's the most dangerous thing you've done on holiday?
Well, I was backpacking in South America with a friend of mine a few years ago, and I saw a sign advertising the most dangerous bike ride in the world. And so we thought, well, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, what a challenge. But how was it?
It was insanely dangerous, I have to say. It started at an altitude of almost 5,000 metres. So for a start, it was very difficult to breathe. And then there was this descent of over 3,500 metres down into the jungle. And as if that wasn't enough, part of the ride was along a road that was so dangerous, it's actually known as the Road of Death. And on one side of this road, there's a sheer drop of over a kilometre. So it was pretty hair-raising stuff.
I bet.
I have a question for you, Rob.
Okay.
We're talking about danger, and so I would like to know which of these three countries the British government advises against all travel to. Is it Iraq, Somalia, or Afghanistan?
Oh, that's a tricky one, because all those countries have their problems, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go for the middle one, a bit of a guess, Somalia.
Okay, well, we'll see at the end of the programme. We have a story for you today which combines dangerous places with dangerous activities. It's the Democratic Republic of Congo. Can you tell us, Rob, what's going on there at the moment?
Yes, sure. Elections are planned in this volatile country, and there are fears violence will break out as the country's been ravaged by decades of civil war. It has amongst the lowest living standards in the world and has been described as one of the worst places in the world to be a woman because of the use of sexual violence as a weapon of war.
But despite its troubled history, it is actually a very beautiful country with amazing scenery and rich mineral resources. And right now, a very unusual and possibly dangerous tourist attraction has come into being.
Oh, really? What's that then?
An erupting volcano.
Ah.
Here's the BBC World Service reporter, Chakuchanya Harawa.
Nature at its most violent often keeps tourists away. But this volcano eruption in the Democratic Republic of Congo is proving an exception. Since Nyamulagira began spewing out lava on the 6th of November, rangers in Virunga National Park have set up a tented camp. Hikers can safely watch the 300-meter fountains of molten rock from a safe distance of 1.5 kilometres.
It sounds spectacular, doesn't it?
It certainly does. The reporter said that lava was spewing out.
People are apparently flocking to see this volcano. You can get as close as 1.5 kilometres away and watch it spew out fountains of molten rock, which reach 300 metres in height.
But surely it's at least a little bit dangerous to watch a live volcano from such close proximity.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? Well, in 2002, another volcano in the region destroyed parts of the city of Goma and forced 350,000 people to flee. Here's the BBC's Chakuchanya Harawa again, talking about how safe this volcano is.
It's a 3 to 4 hour hike to the camp, and a visit costs $300 per person. Experts say the volcano doesn't currently pose a threat to tourists, the local population, or the area's endangered mountain gorillas. The rangers have, however, worked for years to protect the park from poachers, rebel groups, illegal miners, and land invasions.
So according to the experts, the volcano doesn't pose a threat to tourists.
I wonder who these so-called experts are. The reporter said that the local population needn't worry, and the endangered mountain gorillas are safe too.
The gorillas are actually a major tourist attraction in themselves. The area had no tourists in 2008, but the tourism industry is now growing so fast that it expects to make $1 million this year for the very first time. But it's the volcano which is making some money, as we've heard, $300 per person to see it. Do you think you'd be tempted, Rob?
Absolutely. It's been my dream to get close to an erupting volcano. I'd go like a shot.
Right. Well, book a flight.
OK, I will.
Let's go back to the question at the beginning of the programme. I asked which of these three countries the British government advises against all travel to. Was it Iraq, Somalia or Afghanistan?
And I said Somalia, so was I right?
You were right, actually. Did you know that answer, or was it just a guess?
Well, I had heard that it was a lawless country, so I suspected that you shouldn't really go there at the moment.
Well, yes, you were right. Well, that's all we have time for in today's programme, but do join us again for more 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com. Goodbye.
Bye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.